This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, the good old Southern District of New York that prosecutes and persecutes the American people has raided multiple locations of Project Veritas. And here's James O'Keefe talking about it. We'll go to break, come back a little bit more, and then we'll hand the baton to Jay Dyer on this live Friday transmission. Here it is.
By making this statement, I'm putting myself at great risk because on November 4th, Project Veritas came under attack. I woke to the news that apartments and homes of Project Veritas journalists, or former journalists, had been raided by FBI agents. It appears the Southern District of New York now has journalists in their sights for the supposed crime of doing their jobs lawfully and honestly. Or at least this journalist. I had to think long and hard before making this statement. It's a decision that only I can make. They don't want me to defend myself and immediately tried to silence me. That's why the cover letter to the grand jury subpoena we received contains this language. Quote, "The government hereby requests that you voluntarily refrain from disclosing the existence of the subpoena to any third party. While you are under no obligation to comply with our request, we are requesting you not to make any disclosure in order to preserve the confidentiality of the investigation and because the disclosure of the existence of this investigation might interfere with and impede the investigation," unquote. But while the Department of Justice requested us to not disclose the existence of the subpoena, something very unusual happened. Within an hour of one of our reporters' homes being secretly raided by the FBI, the New York Times, who we are currently suing for defamation, contacted the Project Veritas reporter to ask for comment. We do not know how the New York Times was aware of the execution of a search warrant at our reporter's home or the subject matter of the search warrant, as a grand jury investigation is secret. The FBI took materials of current former Project Veritas...
Yes, it does. That's the same stuff happened in the whole fake Russiagate deal, where everybody getting ready to attack CNN, New York Times already knew. Same thing in the fake defamation suits against me run by the Democratic Party. When they get all the discovery, then suddenly, oh, all the media has our employees and all our information. And it's incredible. Exactly what he's talking about. And it's a war. I mean, we should expect it. Like, oh my God, I better not stand up or speak out. They'll do that to me. They're going to get you forever. They're closing the door on us. We're going into bondage. You want to be an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson or a Project Veritas type person like James O'Keefe. We're not up here like heroes. We're doing our job. This is evil. This is what we are supposed to do. And we feel good. We can feel God's spirit. We know we're doing our job right now. And we're actually starting to beat these people. That's why they're panicking and launching all this garbage. Go back to O'Keefe, please.
Despite the fact that our legal team previously contacted the Department of Justice and voluntarily conveyed unassailable facts that demonstrate Project Veritas' lack of involvement in criminal activity and or criminal intent, like any reporter, we regularly deal with the receipt of source information and take steps to verify its authenticity, legality, and newsworthiness. Our efforts were the stuff of responsible, ethical journalism, and we are in no doubt that Project Veritas acted properly at each and every step. However, it appears journalism itself may now be on trial. Late last year, we were approached by tipsters claiming that a copy of Ashley Biden's diary. We had never met or heard of the tipsters. The tipsters indicated the diary had been abandoned in a room in which Ms. Biden stayed at the time, and in which the tipsters stayed in temporarily after Ms. Biden departed the room. The tipsters indicated that the diary included explosive allegations against then-candidate Joe Biden. The tipsters indicated that they were negotiating with a different media outlet for the payment of monies for the diary. The tipsters were represented by attorneys who handled the negotiations with Project Veritas. We investigated the claims provided to us, as journalists do. We took steps to corroborate the authenticity of the diary, At the end of the day, we made the ethical decision that because, in part, we could not determine if the diary was real, if the diary, in fact, belonged to Ashley Biden.
Or we're going to come back with this. A few minutes is left, and then Jay Dyer is going to take over. But this is a big deal that ties into Tucker's new special, The Plot Against the People. This is a war on journalism, which is what documents came out a few years ago as their plan, to ban journalism. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360WIN at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food. Friday, November 5th, 2021. Jay Dyer, author and researcher, is about to take over. He just joined us. I was playing an announcement. You can see the whole thing in one swath at InfoWars.com. We've been stopping and starting it. Breaking: Project Veritas journalists have homes raided by the FBI out of the Southern District of New York, where the Democrats have been in full control basically for a very long time. This is their main witch hunt command base. Here's more of James O'Keefe talking about a story that they decided to not pick up and run, dealing with the Biden family continuing.
At the end of the day, we made the ethical decision that because, in part, we could not determine if the diary was real, if the diary, in fact, belonged to Ashley Biden, or if the contents of the diary occurred, we could not publish the diary and any part thereof. We attempted to return the diary to an attorney representing Ms. Biden, but that attorney refused to authenticate it. Project Veritas gave the diary to law enforcement to ensure it could be returned to its rightful owner. We never published it. Now, Ms. Biden's father's Department of Justice, specifically the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, appears to be investigating the situation, claiming the diary was stolen. We don't know if it was, but it begs the question, in what world is the alleged theft of a diary investigated by the president's FBI and his Department of Justice? A diary. This federal investigation smacks of politics. Project Veritas never threatened or engaged in any illegal conduct. Should the Southern District of New York try to take away our First Amendment rights and uncover and publish newsworthy stories without government intimidation, be assured, Project Veritas will not back down. Nothing stops at Project Veritas. Let me be clear. Our mission is to serve the public's right to know by illuminating, revealing, exposing information others wish to hide for the wrong reasons. To quote Lord Acton, we believe everything kept in secret degenerates. We don't mislead or conceal. We investigate facts and potential newsworthy information. Sometimes, as was the case here, after we investigate, we decide not to publish a news story. The Project Veritas will run from nothing, and we will hide from nothing. We exist for the very purpose of discovering and revealing the truth, and hope to make the world a more transparent place. Now, this is not the first time we've been attacked, and it will not be the last. We know why. We've investigated powerful people, and in many ways, we are the very tip of the spear. But we never break the law. In fact, one of our ethical rules is to act as if there are 12 jurors on our shoulders all the time. And that truth, and the truth, will vindicate us. When the FBI and the Southern District of New York seize reporters' notebooks, it is not just an attack on Project Veritas. It is an attack on every American and our sacred right to free speech and a free press. The First Amendment is first for a reason. It guarantees all the other rights that follow. Because it's all about accountability. Without accountability, freedom itself is an illusion. So the great question is this an indicator in the direction that America is going? We've gone far beyond the point of partisan politics in this country. They ask us to focus on our divisions. They don't ask us to focus on the things which unite us. What unites us is so much more powerful than what divides us. The First Amendment doesn't just matter to people on one side. It matters to people on all sides. That is why I'm calling on all Americans, and especially all journalists, to stand with us for the right to free speech and the free press, and to send a message that the politics of fear will not prevail in the United States of America.
Be brave. Do something. You see tyranny? Do something about it. So, this is a great honor for Project Veritas, and I remember hearing about this and seeing stories about it back at the time that people said Veritas was basically bad because they didn't pick that story of the diary up. So, just next level garbage, ladies and gentlemen. And you have that addled, crazy man up there selling the country out, shutting down our energy, selling us out, destroying our border. They've confirmed they are going to get $450,000 apiece. Anybody separated at the border, that'll just be a giant magnet. I mean, this is a joke. And the FBI has made itself just a complete and total joke with stuff like this. But it's not funny because they're just people that won't investigate or go after globalist crimes. The globalists are even more evil and are now attacking us through big pharma tyranny. And we had a top research scientist that's run FDA trials. A heart surgeon in here, very respected, for almost 2 hours explaining that the virus is basically the vaccine and that this is killing people and maiming people en masse, and it's getting even worse with the booster shots. So here we are, and everybody knows what's going on. It's time to deny that we aren't, you know, under tyranny is just a fraud. To deny that we're under attack is aiding and abetting this evil. So Jay Dyer is about to take over for the next 48 minutes or so. Owen Schroyer, also trying to make a political prisoner. He'll be on at 3 o'clock Central, and I'm going to come in here tomorrow, do a tape-to-air deal with a bunch of special guests, including Roger Stone on the postmortem Russiagate, a bunch of news on all these deadly shots, and just a bunch of breaking stuff. Probably have two or three guests tomorrow. We're lining up right now. I'm going to start taping at like 11 in the morning, and we're going to air this at 5 p.m. tomorrow for everybody because we're working 7 days a week. We never know if this could be our last broadcast, as crazy as the world is, so please remember that. Like Trump would always say, they're coming at me because they want to get to you. Absolutely. I don't like bullies. I don't like psychos. I don't like child molesters. I don't like devil worshipers. My very bones burn, like Ezekiel said, to fight this. So I'm blessed to be here. But I also want to stay in the fight. So support us and spread the word and pray for us. But pray for yourself and your family and the world and get involved. I know a lot of you are already involved. You're great people. You're tuning into the show. But take the live feed and share it. Take the archives and share it. Realize that people are ready to hear the truth. And the enemy can't be launching their final takeover with us still on the air. So every day we're on the air is hurting them and bringing them down. And every minute we get the truth out is precious. We're very close to beating them. Doesn't mean there's some utopia on the other side, but it means this big evil attack, you know, can be pushed back, and we can have a moratorium for a while on just mass extermination and evil. So God has given us our destiny in our hands, but we've got to act now. This is historic, dangerous times. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. All right, Jay Dyer takes over for a few minutes here, and then he'll be back for the rest of the hour. I want to give him a chance to be able to tell you what's coming up. Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. Jay, thank you so much, and God bless. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here. Today I want to talk about the beast system. So I got into this a little bit the last week when I hosted, and we covered the Tower of Babel, and we covered the NATO leaked document before that about transhumanism, and all these things kind of relate together. And when we talk about the end of the world, there's a lot of different senses of this, a lot of different debated texts in the scriptures, obviously, but I want to look at some of the overall patterns and signs and things to expect according to the Bible, according to what the ancient church thought would be the case. And if we look at, you know, the texts like Matthew 24, Luke 21, which are the famous Olivet Discourse texts about the end of the world, We're going to notice some patterns of things that are definitely, at least in a seed form, present today. So I'm not saying that I know for sure it's the end of the world. I don't know when the end of the world is. Jesus says nobody knows the end of the world's specific date. But there are some patterns that he says will be the case. And so we want to be aware of those signs. In fact, Christ even says to watch out, be aware, be awake, be like the virgins that have oil in their lamps. So one of the things he says is that do not be deceived, right? So the first sign that Christ mentions is that there will be a massive notion of deception that's out there. And again, if you look at other texts like 2 Thessalonians, where Paul talks about the apostasy, there will be a kind of falling away of the church, of Christianity, into a massive deception, a world religion, probably, most people think, will emerge. And we're already kind of seeing the seed forms of that. Again, I don't know if it's in the world. I'm not claiming that it is. But when we look at these patterns, we start to see these signs, these things are emerging. And even though it may not be the final end of the world, it might be the end of the system as we know it. The Great Reset, right? It could be an end of our civilization. So in that sense, it can also be another end of things. And we see these patterns in biblical history where there's a repetition of the tyrant who comes to power, who wants to be worshipped, who tries to track and trace all the economic exchanges. And that will be a repeating pattern, as we'll see, as the beast system emerges. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show. We were talking about the Beast System. I'm Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I was going through the general patterns and principles that seem to repeat in history that Jesus in the Olivet Discourse told us would be the case, the signs that we would see before the end. And I mentioned Babel last week, and if you think about Babel, if you go back to Genesis 10, what you have there is a situation where the world was attempting to unite under a single leader, under a single head, and to build a tower to heaven. I don't think that they thought they would literally like build into heaven. They saw it as a way to unite everyone, and a lot of scholars and historians think that that was a ziggurat that was basically there to do human sacrifice. And I think that's very plausible. And that's exactly where I wanted to go, is that this pattern of creating the world religion is no different than what they're unveiling now. The same spirit, the same impetus towards creating a global control system of a fake world religion is literally being unveiled now. In fact, Pope Francis has just announced his support through his discussion that he had a couple of years ago with the Grand Imam of erecting an Abrahamic faith center that combines all three of the so-called Abrahamic faiths, Judaism, Christianity, Islam. And other people are talking about Chrislam and the sort of the merging of these religions into a new manifestation. And we've even seen this in mentioned in some of Francis's encyclicals, like Fratelli Tutti that he recently put out, where he included prayers for non-Christians, for other world religions to kind of pray together and kind of bring everybody into this global religion. And it's not accidental that Francis, of course, is fully on board with the rest of the World Economic Forum's plans, Gates's plans, et cetera, Klaus Schwab's plans, are all on the same page with this notion of inclusive capitalism and including everybody in this global scamdemic, this global plan to depopulate ultimately, which is ironic because we're supposed to think of the Pope as this champion of pro-life and all this kind of stuff, but yet he's promoting all of the institutions and entities that are fundamentally anti-human and anti-life. Now, this idea of a world religion, of a world government under the Tower of Babel, is pictured in later texts in Scripture as the beast. So it's, why is it a beast? Well, we think of a beast as a thing that just sort of a force of nature that just ravages and is predatory and destructive and doesn't have any rhyme or reason other than just simply to destroy. Jesus talks about Satan, right, being the angel who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his whole ethos. And so we know that Satan, of course, is behind the world government in a spiritual sense, at the spiritual level, re-manifested, attempting to reincarnate that Babel ethos in every one of these successive world empires. And in the Old Testament, we have Egypt, we have Babylon, we have the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, and then the Roman Empire. And I'm not going to go into a bunch of Bible verses and debating, but basically, the idea here is that we're going to keep seeing that pattern of this beast empire that demands the full submission of the human race to worship the leader, to worship the system, to worship the state. And so statism is another manifestation of this. And that's why the leaders of these world empires, they all have the same ethos, the same pattern. You must worship the emperor as God. He is the Son of God. And if you have any other view, we'll probably put you to death, right? And so when it comes to the time of Christ, right, we get the challenge to the Roman Empire by Christ being the Son of God. And then, of course, for the first 300 years, the Roman Emperor, Caesar, Nero, these people persecute Christianity pretty severely. leading to millions of martyrs. I believe that's a pattern for what will be the case whenever the final end times comes, where we'll have a persecution of the church. This is mentioned in Revelation 13. So the beast, the system, will go after Christianity. It'll go after traditional morals. It'll go after whatever is seen to be standing in the way of the human race worshiping this system, worshiping this beast. And so for the beast to get this kind of worship, he will have to have a system in place where basically everyone opts in. Everybody has to be a part of this system to be tracked and traced so that they can't have food, they can't have commerce, they can't have shelter without opting into the system. And as we know in Scripture, eventually it leads to the worship of the beast himself. Antichrist proclaims himself to be God, right? So a lot of ancient Christian interpreters thought that this meant that there would be a kind of an aping, a mimicking of what happened with Christ, right? That the Antichrist would kind of mimic that and say he would be a kind of Christ figure with a lot of peace, a lot of tolerance, a lot of perhaps even helpful solutions. And then at a certain point, he kind of then demands, oh, no, actually, it's me. I'm the real deity here. Worship me. Again, just echoing everything that we saw in, for example, the Old Testament in the book of Daniel, right, where Nebuchadnezzar builds a giant idol and you must worship the idol of me. And if you don't, you know, I'll throw you in the fiery furnace, this kind of thing. So it's a repeating pattern that happens. And one thing that he has to do is, again, go after things that are holy and sacred to try to destroy them. So he has to go after the church. He has to go after family. He has to go after our very biology. And that's part of what I think is going on with the motivations of transhumanism to actually change who we are, ultimately is an attempt to wipe out the image of God in man. It's a way to rewrite humanity into some other thing, probably something more akin to the demonic, making them more like a giant Borg hive mind where we don't have our individual identity, where we don't have our individual personhood, which makes us who we are, so that we can freely make choices. No, you have to be integrated into this system where you are a node in the giant web. You're a part of the matrix, basically, where you don't have free will. I think ultimately that's where that system is trying to take us. Again, I don't know if this is the end of the world. I'm not saying that. Just looking at the various patterns and general ideas that are presented as the signs that precede the end. In the Matthew 24 discourse, Jesus goes on to talk about things like wars, rumors of wars, global warfare, basically. I think, you know, probably some kind of a world war. And Jesus says, don't worry, this must happen. It's still not the end. So nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, earthquakes. And then in other places, of course, Scripture talks about plagues and darkness. And these are relevant because if you remember in the book of Exodus, these are the plagues, the curses on Egypt, right? And reason for that, because man, I think, kind of relates to God in a covenantal way. And the nations, the people that don't have a relationship with God, they will fall under the sway and the delusion, the strong delusion of Antichrist. So in 2 Thessalonians 2, when Paul talks about that falling away, that apostasy of the church, this gives way to the world religion, and then the people are susceptible to the demonic power and sway of Antichrist. And that could include anything from staged false miracles, false alien invasions. Who knows? It could be any of those things, all those things, right? Then that gives way to the delusion where people buy into and they opt into thinking, they believe that Antichrist is actually going to solve a lot of these world problems. Right. And we can also speak of an Antichrist style system, this beast system. It doesn't have to necessarily at this point in history be one figure. I think there will eventually be a figure. But the system, the beast system itself, is an Antichrist system, right, where it's getting you to opt into trusting in the technology, putting your faith in transhumanism ultimately to solve all of our ills. We'll get a universal basic income, and everybody will get a free paycheck, every credits every month, and you're going to get free food, and it'll be doled out to you by the state, and everybody will opt into this thinking, oh, finally, then we can put an end to the wars, and we can put an end to all the suffering, and all of these promises will be rolled out, but they're all ultimately deceptions. They're all ultimately satanic and Luciferian deceptions to get you to surrender your free will to...
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body. Taking out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support with supply chain breakdowns. I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Dave's Analysis, and we were covering the overall general patterns and signs that would precede the end according to the Olivet Discourse. And I was talking about the plagues that we see in the book of Exodus that relate to the curses on Egypt for being such a tyrannical, evil empire. And, of course, Egypt is a type of the final empire, that final world system of Antichrist that will eventually manifest And we see the curses that are put upon Egypt eventually in the book of the Apocalypse and in Jesus' discourse. They come upon the whole world because the world is a kind of Egypt system. The world becomes a kind of pagan, tyrannical, evil system whenever that end is. After these, you know, tumults and wars, and then we see this famines, earthquakes, plagues, pestilence. These are, again, along with the days of darkness, kind of signs of the end. And so Jesus says that the moon won't give its light, the sun won't give its light. So we'll start to see strange stellar phenomena that Christ mentions as some of these signs. And he says that, again, this is in concert with the persecution of those who stand up for what's right, who oppose the system. Some will even be martyred and put to death if you affirm, the teachings of Christ over against this system that will be put into place. Jesus says that wickedness will abound. Lawlessness will be everywhere. Well, it will be a time of lawlessness such that the world has never seen. And the love of many will grow cold, he says. But he says that he that perseveres to the end will be saved. He says the gospel, of course, at this time will be very successful. It'll be preached throughout the world. And obviously, if these kinds of things are happening, right, a lot more people are going to be willing to believe and start thinking, hey, maybe things are getting, you know, crazy. Maybe this is the end. Maybe actually there's some truth in the Bible. Maybe Jesus wasn't a fraud or whatever. He was actually telling the truth that these will be the things to look for. He talks about, of course, events in the Middle East kind of being a big deal. I'm not going to speculate on what that be. There might be a third temple, this kind of stuff that's built. And a lot of the early church thought that if that happened, that would be kind of another one of the signs that could precede the end. He again mentions distress, and he says that it'll be like nothing else the world has ever seen, especially in terms of like the natural disasters. And he says it'll be so bad that people will be freaking out and their hearts will give out. They'll die from fear, basically, due to the pestilences, the plagues, the darkness, the mass death that will come as a result of these end-time judgments. And if you read the Apocalypse, they're poured out, right? Bowl judgment, seal judgment. They're actually poured out as a chastisement, as a curse upon the nations for their global wickedness. And he again mentions in Matthew 24 that if these days weren't cut short, then basically this would lead to the end of humanity. Now, I mean, we've had a lot of tyrannical dictators in the past, but one thing that's an interesting sign that I thought about was that I don't know that we've ever had an elite in the history of the world that was just hell-bent on wiping out humanity. And now we are. Like, we have an elite that literally wants to kill the human race and replace it with synthetic biology, transhumanism, right? So this is the first time in history that I'm aware of that we've ever had an elite that literally has the agenda to replace, get rid of the human race as it is. Obviously, that's a satanic agenda. Obviously, that's a Luciferian agenda. And that fits perfectly with what Jesus is saying, that there will be at this time the potentiality for the whole human race to die and be destroyed if these days weren't cut short. So that's, again, another thing that I think is worth looking at, sign to be aware of. And he again emphasizes that will be basically just false messiahs, false prophets everywhere. And they will even do signs to deceive, whether that means demonic signs or whether it means just deception or Project, you know, Blue Beam, I don't know, but there was going to be all these false signs that are going to dupe a lot of people. And of course, if we know that it's coming, we won't be duped. We'll be aware of it. And then what he says, they'll say to you, Jesus is back and he's over there, you know, at this cult compound. Right? Like, go check him out. Jesus is here, dude. It's just some weird hippie guy who thinks he's Jesus or he's deluded or he's possessed or the Antichrist. Well, I am the true Messiah, right? All of these things are obvious deceptions, and so Jesus makes it very clear that his return will be in the same manner that he ascended, right? It was not going to be a bunch of people thinking that it's Jesus. Everyone in the world will know because it will be like the lightning from one end of the sky to the other, right? And then he goes on to talk about sort of the stellar phenomenon, the days of darkness that will occur, again, going back to Egypt, when Egypt, of course, was cursed for their tyranny. You had the days of darkness, right, which was one of the signs that Egypt was under God's chastisement. This time, the whole world will, see these signs, of, you know, eclipses or something like that. So those are, again, things to look for. And then he mentions that the second coming will be very evident. The whole world will know about it. It's not something that's going to be done in secret or in a hidden way. So, again, we've seen in the last, especially 50, 60 years, just the explosion of cults, the explosion of sects, groups, weirdos, mind control cults, alien cults, sex cults, satanic cults especially. I don't know that we've ever seen in the history of the world the explosion of the outright satanic cults. I mean, satanic cults are now just out in the open. Under, you know, freedom of speech, government protection now. They're claiming that, you know, abortion is one of their rights, one of the rituals they have a right to do. So, I mean, we've entered into a phase where it's the satanic is no longer secret. It's actually just totally out in the open. And so Jesus then talks about the day of judgment and one person being taken and others left in the field. And then he says it'll be like the days of Noah where it'll come suddenly, right? That there will be all these signs, there will be these wars, there will be these curses and plagues and pestilences. And then there will be kind of a taking away of the righteous, of the elect. And the wicked will be left there not knowing what's going on. And then the world will basically go away. It'll be destroyed in whatever fashion. And usually this is called the conflagration, right? Some sort of ending of the universe. The heavens and the earth will be rolled up like a scroll, right? Scripture says. So how exactly that will happen, I don't exactly know the sequence. But these are the general signs that we're told will precede that time period. And so a lot of these things, at least in their nascent form, seem to be here. So it could be that, you know, the world has another 100 years, another 1,000 years, I don't know. But if we see the end coming, it will have a lot of the characteristics of the system that we have now, right? Maybe by 2040, 50, when the elite actually have the full infrastructure of the global government, there's a giant war, right? That could definitely be where we're going into this system. But again, keep in mind that this is amazingly prophetic, right? Again, one of the key indicators that the Bible isn't just a made up bunch of, you know, hokey texts strung together is that it has these really precise predictions and ideas, such as the conversion of the nations, which at that time was unheard of. Nobody thought that Christianity in the first century would be this religion that would be worldwide and would bring in, you know, the nations of the world. And yet for the last 2,000 years, it has done that as a fulfillment of all those prophecies of the inclusion of the Gentiles into the covenant. So here we have all these prophetic ideas that themselves are powerful confirmations of the truth of the Bible. And the apocalypse, you know, and the end of the world text, for all of the disputed, you know, interpretations, the general ideas that we have there are pretty clear, right? And I just think it's interesting that Jesus stresses multiple times the profound level of deception that will be going on at this time. So many people are just going to be deceived into believing that this world system is actually going to offer these things, probably, again, through technology. I don't know that it's going to be a tech-focused thing. It may not. You know, the Antichrist may just dispense with technology and be like, no, just worship me, right? And if you don't worship me, then you're going to the guillotine. I don't know. Or it may be, you know, a bioweapon. I mean, who knows, right? But the general principles here are, again, patterns that we're seeing now that relate to mass deception, mass delusion. Look at the way that people are buying into the sacrament of the stabby. It's a religious thing for them now, right? There's a cartoon right now on InfoWars of people bowing before a giant syringe. And they literally see it as their sacrament. I mean, if they're doing that now, imagine when something even more deceptive and powerful and alluring comes along, the next phase of the beast system. How much more will they bow down to this, right? Maybe virtual worlds, right? This kind of stuff. Maybe in the virtual world, like Lawnmower Man, right? Or something where Stephen King has a slow boy who becomes a demon god of the virtual world, something like that. I don't know. But again, these are all warning signs that we're told about that are manifesting now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we were talking about the beast system and the different patterns and principles that we would see, the signs that would precede the end whenever the end is. We're looking at some of those signs that appear to be at work today. And, I mean, that was the case, of course, in the ancient world, too. John says in his epistles, the spirit of Antichrist is at work even now. So we kind of see this culmination of Antichrist over the ages towards some final, you know, battle, Armageddon, this kind of stuff. And I'm not trying to predict the date, so we should be very weary of that. In fact, Christ says anybody who tries to predict the date is lying to you, and that's a sign of an apocalyptic cult because nobody knows the day or the hour. And one of the elements that I wanted to get to as well in the last segment is if you look at the famous text in Revelation 13, this describes the mock resurrection story of the beast. The Antichrist, his system, he has this false copy, you know, religious worldview that connects him to this figure called the false prophet. And so this is the world, the fake world religion, right? And it says that he undergoes a kind of stage resurrection, right? Whether this is a real resurrection by satanic power that mimics Christ or it's staged, I don't know. But it basically, this mimicked resurrection allows him to say that we need to now worship the program and what I'm giving you, because it will grant you, right, this life. It will probably grant you a kind of mock immortality. Again, it could be something transhumanist. It goes on to talk about erecting an image that has the ability to speak. I don't know what it is, not claiming to know. It could be some kind of future, you know, super advanced AI that they try to get everybody to worship. I don't know, but even if it's not that, we already see that as a pattern now, right? So we're getting, you know, the message from the elite that it's time to surrender your humanity over to worshiping the technology, worshiping the idea of an image, a thing that you make, right? I mean, what would be the greatest form of idolatry? It would be to create a robot, right, made in our image, mocking the fact that man's made an image of God. And then, you know, giving the impression, oh, you can download your consciousness into the bot. You can live forever if you, you know, upload your consciousness to the AI, and then we'll give you a new super robot body. It's all a bunch of deception, right? But how many people would fall for this if we think about how many people have fallen for the present deception, right? They're just, people are going to fall over themselves piling into this deception, thinking that they're going to be uploaded into these virtual worlds. And I know it's kind of ridiculous, but I watched that movie Lawnmower Man, right? The old Stephen King thing, which is a goofy 90s movie. And there's something to this, though, because in Lawnmower Man, they're doing experiments on a slow boy, right? And he basically gets super intelligence, and he goes into the virtual world and kind of makes himself the god of that virtual world. And I think that this is the offer, right, of Satan in the garden. You will be as gods, right? If you, you know, disobey, forget this religion, forget God, don't worry about his commandments. He's trying to trick you. Oh, I'm here as your liberator. I'm going to give you the secret to immortality, and you're going to be your own god. What better example of this than the idea that an individual can be a god in his own virtual world, right? And create his own universes, destroy his own universe, all this nonsense, which is going to be laid out as the lure. But it's all a deception. It's all a trap, because when this system is in your head, you become a node in the board, right? You're not free. You're not actually a god in some virtual world. It's not real. It's a simulacrum, right? The Matrix is telling us that the Matrix world that's coming is not the real world. And all Satan can do, right, is kind of mimic that in these staged virtual worlds. And to give a shout out to my friend, Church of the Eternal Logos over on YouTube, he did a good analysis recently of virtual worlds, where he broke this down in a lot of detail, pointing out how this is really just a simulation of this world, right? God, the creator of this world. Satan can only mimic and ape these things, and so he has to come up with these kind of cheap, cheesy versions, right? And I'm not saying it's inherently bad to have a virtual world or anything. I'm just saying that there's a danger and there's a lure in this being used in a nefarious way. Just like, theoretically, and a technology could be good for humans, but it also can be something that enslaves humans. You know, I watched the Dune film that came out recently. A lot of people don't know that in the Dune story, before the events that occur in Dune, there was actually an older event that occurred in that narrative called the Butlerian Jihad. And the reason that when you watch Dune, you don't see any AI or any bots is because in Dune, it's an anti-AI story. In the narrative of Dune, the universe, the humans, had already gone through a long period of enslavement to the AI bots. And so they had to fight this jihad against Skynet, basically. And so it's known as the Butlerian Jihad. And then when you get to the story of Dune, it's a world where they've outlawed AI. You can't have it. It's banned because it enslaves humanity. And so likewise, there is the potentiality for a beast-type system to enslave everybody. I mean, look at, again, the internet's a great example. It's a tool, right? It could be a good thing, or it could be a thing that enslaves people. And how much more will this metaverse potentially be an enslaving thing? And metaverse is probably the stage before the full-on matrix, right? And I think that Alex is right. He's talked about for a long time that the Pentagon, long before the movie The Matrix came out, the Pentagon had these kinds of plans to put people in pods and to put them into virtual worlds. I remember back in the 80s when you go to the mall, there would be, early versions of virtual stuff. You would go to the mall in San Diego, and there would be these, machines that you could get in, these early crappy 80s versions of virtual reality. And everybody's, oh, it's so cheesy, right? But no, now they're rolling out the real thing, right? At that, they were only about 40 years off, right? Where it's like 30 years off, where now they're rolling out the real virtual worlds. And the danger here is that we can give ourselves over to the simulation, forget the real world, forget reality, where we actually have human connections. We actually have, the experience of human love, human emotions. Those are all real things. That's what life is really about. And that's why it's important to remember that the tech elite, when their documents came out, when a lot of those people came out from, the tech companies 4 or 5 years ago, they were saying, our goal was to actually atomize everybody, make you feel alone, make you feel atomized, destroy your interpersonal relationships and communications, destroy families, so that you're basically oblivious to those connections. Then you can be inserted into the matrix. That's the point of it. The whole point of this is putting all of humans in the matrix. That is the plan. And so all we're living through is the phases of getting to that. Again, it's not that the technology is inherently bad, but it's going to be used for evil, nefarious designs. The same people who want you in the matrix are the people behind the World Economic Forum, behind all of this stuff. It's the same people. And it's a real plan. Again, I haven't covered, I don't think, on InfoWars in depth, but I did a whole analysis a couple of years ago of Jacques Attali's book, which is called A Brief History of the Future. And in that book, he's basically saying that we're moving into this new type of civilization, right? This final civilization, which will be, again, concomitant with the Great Reset idea of a new industrial revolution that will be the AI tech matrix world. It's not even going to matter about the external world anymore. You could leave that to Bill Gates owning all the farmland. He's going to have the actual land, and everybody else will be in the pod living in their Ready Player One world, right? And the point of that was just to say that in this matrix world, you will be so immersed in it, and so your whole life will be lived in this world, that it will be like 10 times worse than people who spend their life on Facebook. Now, Jacques Attali wrote that book back in 2005 or 6, and not only did he predict where we are right now in 2021, but he said by 2030 to 2050, the matrix will be rolled out, and individuals will be plugged into this matrix to the extent that by 2050, you will literally live your day-to-day existence in the matrix. And he actually calls it, I'm not joking, he calls it a global golem. The whole world linked into this system that you see right here in Ready Player One, total predictive programming, will be a global golem hive mind, and everybody will live their lives in that, and then your body will be like a pod, that like your body heat powers your pod or something, right? Literally what's in the matrix. Yeah, there you go. There's another great movie I recommend that everyone watch called The Congress. And this is a movie from, I don't know, 6, 7, maybe 10 years ago. It was an indie sci-fi movie, dystopia film with Robin Wright from Princess Bride, who is basically put into a dystopian world of the metaverse, and it just leads to basically the destruction of civilization. Put it short. All right. So again, this is, we're being warned, I think, in scripture and all these elements with the transhumanism, the virtual worlds, all that. These are great dangers. So again, beware. And this is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can support me by going to my website, subscribing, and also support Alex by buying in the InfoWars store.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.